This CD is dedicated to Pesach. Last year we discussed the symbolism of the kittel and of the four cups of wine. This year we'll start discussing the three matzahs, how come we require to have three matzahs, and then we'll try to explain ideas behind the yachatz, what does the yachatz symbolize. The simple idea why you require to have three matzahs is based on the Gemara Psochim Daf Kof Tes Vav Omed Beis 115b. There the Gemara is analyzing a posuk on Devarim chapter 16, pasuk number 3. The pasuk says, Lo yisoichal olav chometz, you cannot eat on the Korban Pesach chometz. Shivas yomim toichal olav matzos, 7 days you should eat matzos. Lechem oni, a bread, simple interpretation is of affliction. Ki bechipazon yotzosom eretz Mitzrayim, because you left Egypt in a hurry. Lemantisko yom tzeschom eretz Mitzrayim kol yamei chayecho, so that you may remember the day that you went out of Egypt all the days of your life. Nonetheless, this pasuk is written lechem oni, bread of affliction. The Gemara says that Shmuel plays with the word and says that oni is from the word oneh, somebody who answers or declares. So he says, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, lechem oni, the meaning of lechem oni means lechem she'oinin olav dvorim, bread that we declare on that thing, basically meaning that you require to declare the Gada over this bread. We require to have matzah. When we say the Haggadah, we are required to recite the Haggadah, which is in a format of question and answers, over that matzah, over that bread. Because Ona means answer. The Gemara gives another interpretation, Dovar Achar, another interpretation, that the word Oni in the Torah is written Ayin Nun Yud. Affliction is written Ayin Nun Yud, missing the Vav, which is basically the word ani, poor. So we have to eat a poor man's bread. What does it mean, a poor man's bread? It doesn't mean just flour and water. It means ma ani shedarko biprusa, the same way a poor person doesn't have normally whole loaves of bread. He only has broken loaves of bread, because people usually give their poor people the leftovers, and then usually they are broken pieces of bread. Afkan beprusa. Pesach, we have a mitzvah to have broken bread. And according to this opinion, technically, all of Pesach we should have broken bread. But le'alacha, we reconcile both opinions. And we say that when we have the mitzvah to recite the Haggadah on the bread, then we make it a point to be broken. In other words, at the Seder, where we have a mitzvah to recite over the matzah the Haggadah, then we use the same idea that we require to have broken bread to recite the Seder. Therefore, we require to have one matzah broken in half in order to fulfill the obligation of ma'oni, the same way the poor person, darko beprusa, usually has a broken bread. And now that we require to break one, technically we have no choice but to have three matzahs during the Seder. One matzah that we have to break in order to recite on that matzah the Haggadah. The other two matzahs that we require to have lechem mishnah, when we wash by moitzi matzah, we make a moitzi lechem in Haaretz, we require to have two complete breads, as normally on every Shabbos, when we make lechem mishnah, when we have two breads, they usually have to be complete. Therefore, we have no choice, we require to have three matzahs. Two complete that we are going to recite the moitzi lechem in Haaretz, and one broken that we require to recite the Haggadah over that broken bread. There are customs that hold that on Pesach, since the Torah describes the matzah as lechem oni, then Pesach is the exception to the rule where I could make lechem mishnah on a piece of broken matzah. There are certain customs that have only two matzahs, but the most prevalent custom is that they have three matzahs. Then the question is, if you have three matzahs, how come you break the middle one? Why don't you break the top matzah? By the way, the Rokeach in Siman Reish Pei Gimel really holds that you should break the upper matzahs, but our custom is to break the middle matzah. How come we don't break the upper matzah? The answer is that we don't break the upper matzah because we believe, since we are going to eat first the whole matzah, and that is where the bracha Moitzi Lechem in Oretz is going to be recited on, then there is a rule, Ein Mavirim Al HaMitzvois, that you are not allowed to go over a certain mitzvah. In other words, the first thing that comes to your hand, that's usually the mitzvah that you have to do. You're not allowed to push it aside to make another mitzvah. And had we encountered a broken piece of matzah on top, then we are required to make the bracha Moitzi Lechem in Oretz on the broken piece. We don't want to do that. Therefore, we break the middle matzah, which technically the matzah itself is not eaten till later. There is no mitzvah on the matzah itself. Therefore, we break the middle matzah. By the way, for us men that we have tefillin bags, we have to make sure always that the shaliat, that the hand tefillin, is always in a place where you will know that you're going to get to that first before you get to the tefillin sharash, before you get to the head tefillin. Because if you go to the head tefillin, if you pull it out first, then technically you are required to put your head tefillin first because of the concept Ein Mavirim Al HaMitzvos. That is the simple interpretation why we make yachatz, why we break the matzah, and the simple interpretation why we require to have three matzahs. The Daza Kenim Baal Toisves on Parshas Bo, Shmos, chapter 12, Pasuk number 8, where the Pasuk says, V'ochlu es habosor balaylo hazeh tzli eish, you should eat the meat, which means the Korban Pesach, on that night roasted, u'matzois al meroirim yochlu, that you should eat matzahs on top of moror. There, the Daza Kenim analyzes the whole Seder plate, and Daza Kenim starts, lekach nohagu lasois b'leil Pesach, Sholosh matzois. Therefore, there's a custom to eat on the night of Pesach three matzahs. Zecher lesholosh soin, a remembrance of the three soin of flour, she'omar, that Avraham Avinu said on Bereshis, Parshas Vayera, chapter 18, Pasuk number 6, when Avraham Avinu was serving the three angels that came to visit him, he went to Sarah's tent and he said, Mahri, Shloish, Seim, Kemach, Soiles, Lushi, Vasi, Igois, quickly make three saws of meal, fine flour, knead, and make cakes. That day, according to Rashi, was Pesach. Therefore, as a remembrance of Avraham Avinu's bringing the angels three saws, we make three matzahs during the Seder to remind us of this incident. In other words, since Avraham Avinu brought on that day, according to Rashi, was Pesach, three matzahs, therefore we bring three matzahs. This answer only works according to Rashi, that Rashi believes that that day was Pesach. But according to other Mefarshim that believe that that day was 3 days after Yom Kippur, because during the circumcision is written on chapter 17, Pasuk number 26, Be'etzer Yom Hazeh, in the middle of this day, Nimol, Avraham, Vishmol, Bnoi, Avraham and Ishmael were circumcised, and by Yom Kippur, in Parshas Emor, chapter 23, Pasuk number 28, and Pasuk number 29, and Pasuk number 30, there it's written, Be'etzer Yom Hazeh, in middle of this day. And the Daza Kenim Baal Toisves himself on the Pasuk on Parshas Lech Lecha, Pasuk 26, says that that day where Avraham Avinu made the circumcision was Yom Kippur, because by the circumcision is written Be'etzem Yom Hazeh, and Yom Kippur is called Be'etzem Yom Hazeh. Therefore, the same way that when it's written Be'etzem Yom Hazeh by Yom Kippur refers to the day of Yom Kippur, so too, when it's written that Avraham Avinu had a circumcision, Be'etzem Yom Hazeh refers to Yom Kippur. Now, if that day was Yom Kippur, then when the angels visited them 3 days afterwards was 3 days after Yom Kippur, obviously it was not on Pesach, then we do not understand what is the message that we have 3 matzahs on Pesach, because the angels 3 days after Yom Kippur had 3 matzahs or 3 cakes. What connection does this have to Pesach? Truth is that Sefer Menachem Tzion from the Tzaddik Rav Menachem Mendel Merimonov brings an interesting idea. He says that the angels came to Avraham Avinu 3 days after Yom Kippur, and they stood there for 7 months until Pesach, and therefore both opinions of the Daz Akanim end up being truth. Avraham Avinu had the circumcision on Yom Kippur. The angels came 3 days after Yom Kippur, and when Sarah Imenu brought them the cakes when they were giving the message, was 7 months later, because they stayed with Avraham Avinu for 7 months. That is not the normal reading that we have when we read the story of the angels. But nonetheless, Rav Nachum Mendel Merimonov brings it down in Sefer, and that reconciles technically this contradiction between the Daz Akanim Baal HaTosfos himself. And again, the symbolism is that the 3 matzahs were brought on Pesach. But we're going to try to give 2 answers, that it's possible that the story didn't happen Pesach, but nonetheless the rabbis wanted you to remember this story, the story of Sarah Imenu bringing 3 breads for the angels at the night of Pesach, to remind you and to teach you a different lesson. Based on the Chiddah in Agadas Simchas Oregel, which he quotes Rabbeinu Bachya, which asks a question on the Holach Mo'anya, the first passage that we say on the Agada, where we say, this is the bread of affliction, the Achola Vosono Bardem Yisraim, that our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt. And the next pronouncement is, Kol Dichfin Yese Ve'yechol, anybody who is hungry should come and eat. The question Mefarshim asks, if that's an invitation for people to come eat, why specifically we make this invitation on Pesach and we don't make other holidays? A lot of Mefarshim ask this question, but we quote the answer of the Chiddah. The Chiddah says that the Rabbeinu Bachya says that the reason that the Jewish people were enslaved in Egypt was because they did not help support the poor, and they did not do chesed, kindness to one another at all. They turned a blind eye when doing charity to others, and they became tzorei ayin, which means they had a bad eye. In other words, they were unsympathetic and insensitive for somebody else's well-being, and they were jealous about somebody else getting something that they did not have. And it brings down the numerical value of the word tzorei ayin is 430. The tzaddik is 90. The reish is 200. That's 290. The yud is 10. That makes it 300. The ayin is 70. That's 370. The yud is 10. That's 380. And the nun is 50. That makes it 430. And the pasuk in Parshas Bois, chapter 12, pasuk 41, says, Vahi miketz shloishim shana v'arba meot shana. It was after 430 years, Vahi be'etzem hayom hazeh, middle of this day, Yotzu kol tzivos Hashem me'eretz Mitzrayim. All the Jewish people left Egypt. They were there for 430 years because they were tzorei ayin, and tzorei ayin is numerical value 430. By the way, I saw also that the numerical value of ayin ra, bad eye, is 400. Ayin is 70, yud is 10, that's 80, nun is 50, that's 130. Ra is, reish is 200, that makes it 330. The ayin is 70, makes it 400. So we were enslaved for 400 years in Egypt because we have ayin ra, we had a bad eye. Means that we did not give charities, we did not help one another, we would not do anything to help support the poor. And if that he answers Tana Dvei Eliyahu Rabbah in chapter 21, there it says that when the Jewish people left Egypt, they got together the Korsu Bris, and they made a covenant Sheyasu Gmilus Chasodim, that they will do acts of kindness Zeh im Zeh one to the other. The question is, why specifically did they make this covenant when they went out of Egypt? So the Beir Bach explains the reason they did this covenant is because they realized that the reason that they were enslaved is because they did not do tzedakah v'chesed, they did not do kindness to one another. As a matter of fact, you could clearly see that the idea that they went to Egypt was because Tzorei Ayin, all the way in the beginning, by the story of Yosef. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Amud Beis says, V'omar Rav Bar Machasya, Omar Rav Choma Bar Guria, Omar Rav, Rav Bar Machasya said in the name of Rav Choma Ben Guria, name of Rav, L'oilom al yeshane odom b'noi ben aborim, a person should never treat one son differently than his other, shebishvil mishkal shnei sloim milas, because of the way of two sloim of fine wool, shenosan Yaakov le'Yosef yoyser mishar bonov, that Yaakov gave to Joseph more than the other brothers. In other words, because of the kesoines pasim, because of that shirt, multicolored shirt, that Yaakov gave to Yosef more than his brothers, niskanu boy echov, the brothers got jealous, v'nizgal gadovor, v'yorda v'yisenu Mitzrayim, and the matter evolved until the Jewish people ended up in Egypt. The main reason we went down to Egypt, because the brothers could not see Yosef getting something extra. They got jealous. So we see that Tzorei Ayin started all the way in the beginning. Therefore, when the Jewish people left Egypt, they realized that the whole trouble came because they were Tzorei Ayin, because they were not giving to one another, they were not helping one another. They all were jealous of what each one has. Therefore, after they left Egypt, they decided to make a covenant that they all going to do chesed one to another. And he explains, that's why in the Haggadah we first say, Holach Mo'anyo, this is the poor bread, Yachola Vosano Bar de Mitzrayim, that we ate in the land of Egypt. But they realized how come they had to eat this bread because they didn't do acts of kindness to one another. Therefore we say, Kol Dichfin Yeise Ve'yechol, anybody who is hungry should come here and eat, because it's important for you to share the acts of kindness and to share your meal, and that will counteract the reason that we were enslaved in Egypt. And according to this, we could say, now we understand why on chapter 11, pasuk number 2, there we have a commandment, Daber nobo oznei ha'am, tell please in the ears of the people, Veishalu ish meisreyeyu, and a person should ask from his fellow, Veisho meisreuso, and a woman should ask from her fellow, kli kesef, ukli zav, vessels of silver and vessels of gold. The normal interpretation is that we should ask the Egyptian neighbor, your fellow relating to the Egyptian, we should ask them for gifts of gold and silver. But the question Mefarshim ask is normally when it's written the word reyeu, as by Purim, when it says mishleach monois ish, L're'eu, you have to send portions, a man to his fellow. There we say, Re'eu, your fellow, v'loi nochri, and not a goy, not a non-Jew, that you do not fulfill your obligation of Mishloach Manos if you send to a non-Jew two portions of food. And here we saying that a person should ask from his fellow, meaning the Egyptian, even though there are other Mefarshim explain that before Torah was given, then the Egyptian is your re'eyu, your fellow. After the Torah is given, then the Egyptian or the non-Jew is not your fellow. So therefore here when it says re'eyu, it could mean the Egyptian. And there by Purim, where it says re'eyu, definitely does not mean the Egyptian. But according to what we just mentioned, that the main reason we were enslaved is because we didn't do acts of kindness to one another, Hashem is telling us, before you go out of Egypt, start making acts of kindness to one another. Start canceling the reason that you're enslaved. You're only enslaved because you didn't do acts of kindness to one another. But if you lend one another, you borrow from each other, that shows that you are doing acts of kindness, and that will cause you to merit to go out of Egypt. And besides the points, Hashem gave grace in the eyes of Egyptians that they gave us gifts of gold and silver to go out. And that also answers the question, how come we borrowed the vessels and never returned them? Because in truth, we did not borrow. We borrowed one from another, one Jew to another Jew. And Hashem gave the grace in the Egyptians, and they gave us the vessels of gold and silver. But we never borrowed from the Egyptians. But going back to our idea, we see that the main reason that we were in Egypt is because we didn't do acts of kindness. And as soon as we start doing acts of kindness, that automatically cancels out Egypt. And that could be the idea that the Dazakeni Bala Toisves brings. True that the story of the angels coming to Abraham, according to Dazakenim, happened after Yom Kippur. But Dazakenim is trying to tell you, you have to remember the story of Abraham. The story of Abraham, Abraham went out of his way and he decided to make this lavish meal for people he did not know. He did gemilas chesed, they did acts of kindness. Therefore, the rabbis tell you that on this night of Pesach, bring 3 matzahs in order for you to remember the great act of kindness that Avraham Avinu did for his unknown guest. And if you have to act that way for the unknown, for sure you will act in a better way for those that you know. And with that, we'll make sure that we'll never go again to Egypt or never again be enslaved. Because if the reason that we're enslaved is because we were tzore'ai and we were jealous and we didn't do acts of kindness, by you opening up your house and you giving things and you remembering Avraham Avinu, that he actually did so much kindness, then you are sure that this is not going to happen again and will be forever free. After I came up with this idea that the reason that we have the 3 matzahs is to remind us of Avraham Avinu's act of kindness, I decided to use the same idea for breaking the matzah during Yachatz. Meaning that Avraham Avinu did another act of kindness described in Parshas Lech Lecha. There we have Avraham Avinu chasing after the kings and risking his life in order to save his nephew Lot. And there on chapter 14, Pasuk number 15, when he's going to war, the Pasuk says, Vayecholek aleihem laila, and he divided on them the night, hu ve'avodav, he and his slaves, Vayakem, and they were able to hit those kings. Rashi says, Umedrish Agada, the Medrish Agada says, Shenechlek aleila, that this night was divided in two, uvechetzio rishoin, in the first half of the night, Nasaloi Neis, a miracle was performed to Abraham that he won the king. Vechetzio Hasheni Nishmar, and the second half was guarded Uvaloi and came forth to him. Lachatzois Lailo Shemitzraim, on the midnight of Egypt, where Hashem caused the miracle and killed all the firstborns, and then we were redeemed, meaning that Avraham Avinu technically had the whole night for salvation. And he decided to save half the night in order to be a salvation for the Jewish people, in order for them to be able to go out of Egypt. Comes out according to this that we do Yachatz, we divide the matzah in half to remember that Avraham Avinu split that night in half. The night where he had salvation against the kings, he split them in half and saved the other half for us. Therefore, when we have Yachatz, when we divide the matzah, we're supposed to remember the act of kindness that Avraham Avinu did. And if we perform the acts of kindness the way Avraham Avinu did, then technically we wouldn't have been enslaved. And now that we were enslaved because we forgot about those acts of kindness, in the Seder, the night of our redemption, the rabbis made us make Yachatz, divide the matzah in half, in order for us never to forget to do acts of kindness, as saving your fellow man, doing pidyon shvuim, risking your life in order to save a fellow Jew. And if we do that, we will never be enslaved again and will be redeemed. But there is still a very important question that we must ask. If the whole idea that we have 3 matzahs is to remind us of the acts of kindness that Avraham Avinu did when he had those angels, that we have to remember to be goyim lechesed, to do acts of kindness to one another, we have a question. The question is that these three breads that Sarah Imenu baked, it was never served to the angels, because Rashi brings down on Parshas Vayera, chapter 18, pasuk number 8, there it says, Vayikach chema v'cholov, Avraham Avinu brought the cream and milk, uvena bokor asher also, and the calf that he did, Vayiten lifneim, he gave to them. In other words, Avraham Avinu brought in front of those angels cream, milk, and the calf. Rashi asks a question, Velechem lo hevi, and he did not bring the bread. It's not written that he brought that bread that Sarah Imenu baked. Rashi answers, Lefi shepirsa Sarah nida, Sarah again had her period. Shechazala oiroch kanoshim oisa yoim, that day she became rejuvenated as a young woman. Venitmas oisa, and the bread became contaminated. The explanation is that Avraham Avinu always ate chulin, regular food, but tahara in a state of purity. And since Sarah Imenu got her period, then the bread became contaminated. And once the bread contaminated, it could not be served. Therefore, Avraham Avinu did not bring the bread. According to this, we have a very strong question. If the rabbis want to teach me the lesson that you have to do acts of kindness, wouldn't it be better to teach me the lesson from something that was actually brought as an act of kindness to the angels? The rabbis could have picked something that has three and also is an act of kindness. For example, on the previous pasuk, pasuk number 7, there it says, Vela bokor rotz Avraham, Avraham Avinu ran to the cattle, Vaikach ben bokor rach vatoiv, and he took a calf tender and good. Rashi explains, what does it mean, ben bokor, rach v'toiv, that a calf tender and good? Rashi says, sholosh porum hoyu, that Avraham Avinu took three bulls. He took three bulls in order, kedei lachilam sholosh l'shoinos b'chardel, because Avraham Avinu wanted to do such acts of kindness that he wanted to give three tongues in mustard as a delicacy to his guest. Therefore, he took three animals, he slaughtered three animals in order to that each one should have a tongue. Then now we have a question, why did the rabbis choose as a symbolism something that was not brought, something that was not given? They should have brought as a symbol something that was given, like the three calves. And the answer could be that this is exactly the reason why the rabbis decided to give as a symbol the three breads that were not brought. Because the rabbis wanted to teach you that all depends on your intention. That if you intend to do an act of kindness, but the act did not come through, not because of your fault, due to unforeseen circumstances, or you were incapacitated, you could not do it, still it's considered an act of kindness, and you still are considered as you did Gemilas Chesed. True, probably it's always better to fulfill it and to be able to actually make the act of kindness. But don't think that if you tried to do acts of kindness and you did not complete it, then you are not rewarded for it. Quite opposite, you are rewarded for it. Therefore, the rabbis decided to choose as a symbol of acts of kindness the three breads that Sarah Imenu wanted to bring and did not come through. For whatever reason, she couldn't bring it, but nonetheless, it is considered as she actually had done an act of kindness. In another way, we could say that the reason that the bread was not brought is the message the rabbis wanted to give you, and the message goes a little deeper. And this message, actually, I spoke about it when we actually had Parshas Vayera. And there we mentioned a very strong question. Avraham Avinu wants to make the mitzvah of Achnasas Zorchim. He wants to entertain his guest, and he wants to serve his guest with the best things that he can. He quickly tells Sarah Imenu to go make breads. Sarah Imenu starts making the breads, and the breads become contaminated. The question is, why did the bread become contaminated? Couldn't Hashem wait till she finished making the bread and then she should get her period? Or the opposite, she could have had her period before, then she would know not to make bread. Somebody else would have made Avraham Avinu's bread. Why in the middle of making the bread, that is exactly when Hashem decides that Sarah Imenu should get her period, and the bread, which was destined for guests, was destined for a mitzvah, wasn't able to be served. What was the point of that? The truth is that this question is answered by Sefer Gvulas Binyamin, and we are going to give momentarily this answer. But before that, I wanted to present an intriguing idea. Avraham Avinu, when he's meeting his guest, he tells him on Pasuk number 4, Yukach nomat maim, v'rachtzu ragleichem v'shanu tachas oetz. Let water be brought to you, please. Wash your feet and you should lean under the tree. Then Avraham Avinu, Pasuk number 5, says, V'ekcho pas lechem. I will bring bread. V'sadu lipchem, you may nourish your heart. Achar tavori, then you pass. What happens? They agreed on that idea. On Pasuk number 6, Avraham Avinu didn't himself go get the bread, as he said. Vaymaer Avram ahelo el Sora. Ravinu hastened to Sarah Imenu, vayoymer, and he said, Mari, hurry, shloisim kemach, 3 saws of unsifted flour, lushi, go knead, vasi ugois, and make cakes. And then, velabokarotz Avram, Avinu runs to the kettle, and he brings the 3 calves. But when he came to Sarah Imenu, he did not say, please, Sarah Imenu, make for me, for my guest, these 3 cakes. He says, hurry, Mari. Had he said, Mahari, no, quickly, please make me these cakes, maybe Hashem would have made that the bread should have been brought. True that Avraham Avinu was excited in order to make a mitzvah. But even when you're making a mitzvah, you have to have in mind that you are not allowed to make achnosa zorchim on the shoulders of others. If you want somebody else to work for your achnosa zorchim, then you have to ask him, please, Sarah Imenu, please hurry, make me these 3 cakes. But you come in and you start ordering your wife, then Hashem wants to teach a lesson that even though Sarah Imenu probably was not upset and she probably wanted to give the bread, but Hashem was giving the message to Avraham, if you act that way, no good things are going to come out of this bread. This bread that you said to your wife, hurry, and you did not tell her please, you did not ask her if she wants to do it, you came in and ordered her to do, that bread cannot be brought. And that's why Sarah Imenu had to get her period exactly while she was doing the bread, in order for Avraham Avinu to get the message that even though you are making the mitzvah wholeheartedly and you want quickly to make the mitzvah, you cannot make chesed to one on the cost of making chesed to the other. In other words, you can't be kind to your guest at the expense of your wife. Therefore, the bread could not be brought. So I wanted to say that this is exactly the idea that the rabbis wanted us to have when we're starting the Seder. When we start the Seder, the first thing we do is you put the 3 matzahs together. Why we put the 3 matzahs together? The rabbi said, you know why? Because Sarah Imenu make the 3 cakes. Are you going to ask me the 3 cakes of Sarah Imenu were never brought? The answer is, that is exactly the point. That you have to know that on this Seder night, your wife worked so hard. The people that helped to prepare this Seder made so much work in order to get to this point. You have to remember, you have to be kind to them. The same way that Avraham Avinu should have said please to Sarah Imenu, and then maybe the bread would have been okay. You have to remember that you require to say please to everybody that participated in bringing you the Seder. Don't think you come into the table and start ordering people around, do this, do that, do that. You have to remember this, that you have to be kind, that if you are not kind, then eventually you are not going to be able to enjoy this matzah and you are missing the point of the whole freedom and the whole holiday of Pesach and the whole Yontif. And that is the message we get from the Shalosh Tzoyim, from the three breads that were not brought. We have to understand how come they were not brought. Once we realize they were not brought because you cannot do chesed to one on the shoulders of others, then we'll know that we have to act if everybody around us with true chesed, and then we will have a pleasant Seder. Sefer Gvulos Binyamin asks the same question, why was it important? Sefer Gvulos Binyamin asks the same question, why did Sarah Imenu get her period exactly while she was making the bread? What was the point of that? Why did Hashem prevent them from making the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim? He answers with an interesting Medrash Peliyah. The Medrash Peliyah, which is a perplexing Medrash on Tehillim, Samaches 68, Pasuk number 19, the Pasuk says, Oliso Lamoroim, you ascended on high, which means you went up to heaven, Shaviso Shevi, you have taken captives, which means you took the Luchas, Lokachto Matonois Ba'odom, you took gifts for men. But the Medrash says that it's not Ba'odom, not for men. Ba'odom means because of the redness. Adam is red because red comes from blood. The Medrash says that you're able to get the Torah because of Dam Nida. That Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that Baruch Hashem, you gave Dam Nida, the blood of menstruation, that because of that Dam Nida, I'm able to get the Torah. Obviously, this Medrash has no interpretation. What connection does the fact that woman gets her period with the idea that we should get the Luchas? Therefore, Sefer Gvulos Binyamin explains that there is a Medrash. The Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came into heaven, he wanted to get the Torah. The angels complained, why is mankind here to get the Torah? Why is he worthy to get the Torah? The Torah should remain here in heaven. Hashem made the face of Moshe Rabbeinu resemble Avraham Avinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu told the angels, aren't you the people that ate in the house of Avraham basar b'cholof, meat and milk? In other words, one of the reasons Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get the Torah is because since Avraham Avinu, when he served the angels, he served them milk and meat, and they ate together, so technically they ate basar b'cholof, so they do not follow the Torah, and they are eternal. Obviously, they cannot keep the Torah, even if out of Yetzer Hara, they transgressed the Torah. Therefore, they forfeited the Torah. True that we, mankind, aren't going to keep the whole Torah all the time, but we have an excuse. We have a Yetzer Hara. But you, angels, you don't have a Yetzer Hara, and you are eternal, so the Torah was already there for you, and yet you transgressed the Torah, then you forfeited the Torah, you don't deserve to have the Torah. And that was the argument that convinced the angels that the Jewish people really need the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able to take the Torah down to us from heaven based on this argument. The problem is that if you read the Pasuk, as we mentioned before, the Pasuk says, Vayikach chema v'cholav, uven abakar, he first took cream and milk, and after that he brought the calf. In other words, the first 8 milchiks, and then the 8 fleishiks, then the 8 meat, the first 8 milk, and then the 8 meat. And the rule is that we are allowed to eat milk and then meat. We are not allowed to eat meat and then milk. Then technically, from the description of the Pasuk, it seems to be like the angels didn't do anything wrong. Then how is Moshe Rabbeinu able to win the angels with this argument? So the answer is that the halacha says that even though you eat milk and then meat, you require nonetheless to cleanse your mouth between the milk and meat. And you require to cleanse your mouth with bread. As the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kof Hei says, Ein ki nuach peh elu bepas. The way to wipe the inside of your mouth could only be performed with bread. Meaning that if you eat bread after you ate milk, then you could properly clean your mouth because the bread goes in every crevice. And then you could eat meat. But if you do not have bread, then technically you cannot eat meat even after milk, because you have never cleaned your mouth between milk and meat. So comes out the angels technically, even though they had milk and then they had meat, they required to clean their mouth between them. And the way to clean it is with bread. But the problem is that there was no bread, because Sarah Imenu could not bring the bread because the bread was contaminated. That comes out that the angels could not do the kinuach. So if they could not do kinuach, they cannot cleanse your mouth, then it's tantamount of them eating meat and milk together. So once they ate milk and meat together, then they transgress. Therefore, the angels are undeserving of the Torah. Had Sarah Imenu brought the bread, then they would have eaten milk. They would have ate the bread between the milk and meat. They would have cleansed their mouth with the bread. Then they wouldn't have transgressed anything. If they don't transgress anything, we have no excuse for getting the Torah. But now that Sarah Imenu got her period, the bread could not be brought. And the bread could not be brought. They could not clean their mouth between the milk and meat. Since they could not clean their mouth between milk and meat, then they transgressed Basar B'Cholov. Because they transgressed Basar B'Cholov, then we could get the Torah. So it comes out, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to heaven, he says, thank God for Dam Nida, thank God for the blood of menstruation, that because of that blood, we are able to get the Torah. According to this, Tamar Minhagim brings down, that the reason that we have the three matzahs, which is supposed to remind us of the three breads that Sarah Imenu brought, the idea is that it's supposed to remind us of the Torah. That we're supposed to remember that Sarah Imenu tried to bring three breads. She couldn't bring three breads because she got her period. Because she got her period, we ended up receiving the Torah. And the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was for us to get the Torah. As the Pasuk brings down on Shemos chapter 3, Pasuk number 12, Vezelecha Ois, and this is the sign, Kanoich Shlachticha, that I send you, Vetziyacho Esa'om Mitzrayim, when you leave Egypt, Tavdun Es Olekim Al Horazeh, you'll serve me on this mountain, meaning that the main purpose that Hashem took us out of Egypt is for us to get the Torah. So now that we are celebrating our exodus from Egypt, the rabbis wanted you to remember right at this juncture when you're eating the matzah that the whole purpose for the matzah is in order for you to get the Torah. And how do you remember? Because you remember the bread of Sarah, and you also remember that Sarah Imenu got her period and she couldn't bring the bread. And because she couldn't bring the bread, the angels could not have a cleansing of their mouth. And since the angels could not have a cleansing of the mouth, then they ended up eating milk and meat, and they transgressed the Torah. Because of that, we received the Torah. So the whole reason we received the Torah is because Sarah Imenu's three bread. And that's why the rabbi established that you should have three breads at the Seder. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should have all the things that we're supposed to have in mind. Most important, that we should always be in harmony, that we should always do chesed to one another. And if we do that, then we increase shalom in the world. And we know, the Gemara says, that in Nisan we were redeemed, and in Nisan we will again be redeemed. So Hashem Yisburach should help that this time should be here now. Mashiach should come, Beis Hamikdash rebuilt, b'mehera b'yomeinu, amen.